Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out. Do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Peace and greetings, Soul Family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Welcome on in, everyone. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone for joining me here live. I definitely wanted to come on and talk about this energy. I've been getting so many questions about this solar eclipse, this total full moon solar eclipse. And one of the things that I will tell you is that it will be another 300 plus years before we feel this energy again. And I know a lot of you have been emailing me about how you've been feeling, what things are coming up for you at this particular time. Lots of questions about what is next. And we're going to dive into all of that. I'm going to give you three focal points for us to take with us into this week as we ride these cosmic waves. We are in the midst of a solar awakening. Yeah. A solar awakening. We are in some powerful times. It can be some trying times if we don't know, but it is my intention. It is my hope that us coming together, having this discussion, talking about it, that it will give you what you need in order for you to feel balanced, grounded, and totally equipped to ride these cosmic waves, because there are some waves out there. So welcome on in. So family, I am so glad that you are, I think I hit the wrong thing, but that's okay. Welcome on in. Just so glad that you all are joining us. I want to say welcome to all of the new listeners out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I definitely want to invite you to get on the phone lines, because the phone lines are open, 515-605-9794, or you can join us in the Galactic Blue Room. And I'm going to give you those cosmic directions if you want to find your way on over. To join us here, you're going to come on over to YouTube. And once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in blue, B-L-U-E, that's me, and then Raz, R-A-S, and Barry, B-E-R-R-Y, and that's going to get you locked in. Now, once you come in the blue room, here's a couple of things that I would love for you to do. It is a community filled with very, very magical and mystical stars that reside all over the galaxy, that are light workers here on the planet. And so they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. We also have a superstar constellation of moderators in the building that will also help to guide you along the way. So I want to give a big shout out, one, to everyone, all of the stars in the blue room. And also a big shout out to the moderators in the building. Lola Falana, one of our superstar moderators. Brother Lance is another one of our superstar moderators, as well as Mr. Dante, superstar moderators. And along with all of the soul family, seen and unseen, know that you can feel very welcome coming on over into the blue room. Wow. So I know your dreams have been super crazy. My goodness, you guys have been sending me emails of your dreams, yikes, in a very good way. Your dreams have been of past lives. They have been of future lives. They have been of current prophecies that are happening in the moment. They have been inspiration and innovation sort of coming together of all kinds of things that are going on the planet. So I just want to give that acknowledgement to each and every single one of you for just tapping into your energy and definitely doing the work, doing the great work, as my guides put it to me and the ancestors. We are here and we are doing the great work. Now, as we dive deeper into our conversation here tonight, I do want to give a couple of acknowledgments. Number one, I want to give a big shout out to all of the divine priestess in the building. So love to all the divine priestess in the building. Shouts out to you. As well as I definitely want to send a very, very big shout out to Self-Invested University and all of the students and all of the mystics and the healers and all of the light beings in Self-Invested University. Big shout out to each and every single one of you. They have been putting in so much work and continuously to do their own work on the planet. And it shows. And it shows in such a very, very big way. And I could not be more honored of taking this journey with each and every single one of you. So no matter how we are connected, no matter how you stumble upon, no matter how you have entered into this very sacred space, no matter how your connection has come to me, I am truly, truly grateful and very thankful for that connection. I also want to give a very, very big shout out to everyone who is working with the Starlight Essence Kit. And really diving in to the self-hypnosis, the magical activation, as well as liquid magic. Definitely got to shout that out. And thank you all for sharing your progress on this journey as you begin to work with liquid magic and everything that you're experiencing, uncover and diving into. And might I add, what a perfect time for this. Perfect time. This solar eclipse. Now, the one that we're having on Monday, this full moon, we're going to talk about that because there is a combination of this. And there is a part of this full moon, even though it is a full moon, that is going to require some things of you. And I'm going to let you know what those things are. I have channeled them. I have been in the Akashic Records all weekend long. I'm going to tell you those things that are going to be required of you if you're up for the challenge. Let me know. If you are up for the spiritual growth challenge, let me know, because we know this is not work for everyone. Everyone does not have to do this work. But if you are up for the spiritual growth challenge, let me know in the blue room if you're up for this spiritual growth challenge, because you don't have to. This is what I want you to understand, that we are free souls on this planet and we do not have to do this. So at no point, at absolutely no point, should anyone really be beating themselves up, feeling down, feeling like you're not doing the work you need to do, because this is soul work, but it's not work for everyone. And I see so many of you in the blue room that is definitely up for this challenge. And I know that's the reason we have all come together here, because you are up for the challenge. But I promise you, this is not for those with the faint of heart, but it is for those who have an open heart and willing to expand their consciousness and their awareness and grow up on planet Earth. And so it's good to know that you are up for the work. We're going to talk about those steps of what is going to be required of you, because there are some things that you are going to be required to do. And this is so that you can have yourself in the best alignment, your highest, your greatest timeline and alignment. This is what you want. this is what you want, and you want to be able to know that this is happening from within and not allow things in the external world to distract you, or even, you know, let things of the past sort of hold you back. And so during this solar eclipse, the first one, of course, you know that it's happening. We're going to start getting into eclipse season. It's going to be on Monday. So for some of you, depending on where you are in the world, you are experiencing that now. For the rest of us, we can feel it. You know, it's kind of like you can taste it in the air. Maybe you can feel it in the air. You can sense it. You know that this energy is here. We're going to be experiencing it on the 25th. And then as we continue to go on, we will have a big blast on April the 8th. April the 8th. And this is what's known and what is understood about the path of totality. I cannot wait to share with you what the guides have shared with me about the path of totality, of where this solar eclipse is going through most of the United States and other parts of the world, but mostly through the Northern Hemisphere, making this X, and how this is going to be activating a spiritual awakening across the world. So pretty profound energy. Pretty profound energy. So I want to take you all back to what I told you on Friday. On Friday, I told you all I was out and about and I was driving around. And literally, no, it wasn't Friday. I think it was Thursday. Literally, I experienced the eclipse, and everything with the solar eclipse happened when I was outside. And I looked up in the sky and suddenly it became dark and I could see the illumination of the sun coming through the moon, but the sun was still out and it got dark for a second. I looked around to see if anyone else noticed or seen what I seen. So perhaps, I don't know, you all let me know, I was in the future to see this eclipse, but I felt something sort of come over my spirit. Yeah, I felt something come over my spirit, but we're going to talk about that. A couple of things I want to bring your attention to. First of all, welcome on in. I also want to invite you to get those likes up, because this is how our soul family finds us. It's also a way that we send a cosmic message to let the algorithm and to let the world know that there is some good information going on here. There are some high vibing souls in this sacred space, and for others to find us, our soul group. And so it will do my heart well if you all would like, and if you haven't subscribed, is that you are committed to subscribing here, you know, to subscribe to the channel, because it does make a difference. We are in a time where everything that you do matters. It literally matters. We used to be in a time where everything that you did count, but now everything matters, meaning it manifests itself into something else. So what you're doing matters. It matters. And so if you've ever found any value in anything that I've shared with you, that I've assisted you with, that I have helped you, whether that was directly or indirectly, you know, this is a beautiful way of how you can support this work and the work of others as well that are connected to Planet Remix by hitting the like and subscribe button here on the channel. Yeah. So welcome to everyone on in. So glad. Shouts out to all of our international listeners out there listening. I have received your email. I will be doing international shouts out really, really soon, but know that we know that you all are listening, whether you are listening in the past and you have traveled to the time such as now in this present moment to join us. We welcome you. Or if you are from the future and you decided to come back to this present moment to reflect, remember, to regather, we welcome you. And if you are joining us in this present moment live with us here, we are truly, truly honored to have you here, whether you are seen or unseen, and welcome you on in. Mm-hmm. Solar karmic awakening, because that's really what a lot of us are feeling. Remember, anytime we have these big astrological events that happen, it is an opportunity for a lot of souls to leave the planet. And so we're seeing that as well. And I know that this is coming close to home for many of us here. And so I send you my love. I send you my blessings. I send you my ashes to you and your family members as they continue on their journey. Because a lot of souls are leaving the planet at this particular time, as well as a lot of souls are joining us here on the planet at this time. And so I definitely want to just want to send some love out to everyone. And by the way, happy Born Day to all the Aries in the building. It is Aries season, and you know this is the astrological new year. So we are in a new year, even though I feel like we're not going to truly be able to embody the new year until we actually get to April the 8th. Around April the 8th and the 9th, better yet, maybe the 11th, is when we're really going to feel that sort of crescendo of a new year. So first thing I want you to do is definitely take notes of all of the information and downloads that are coming in at this particular time. A lot of people want to know, what is next for me? What is next? And I want to kind of give you some insight on that, because I dived deep into that question. What is next? And I want you to think about this. Before you know what is next, here's one of the messages my guides gave. You must understand where you are. Where you are. It is no way to skip, to jump the line. It is no way to do that. First, you have to understand where you are. And know that what is next for you is going to be what's best for you. You have to put that intention out when you begin to start asking that question, because asking that question of what is next is a question of the mind. That's a mind question. And so when we're talking about our higher self and connecting to the divine, it does not operate inside of man's construct. And man constructs are things like time and space. That doesn't exist outside of this realm. So when you say what is next, you are putting something in accordance to time and in accordance to space. Also, there are certain things talking about what is required of you. Here is one of the things that was shown to me that is required of you. What do you need to stop doing? Yeah, we're going to get immediately into it. What do you need to stop doing? I know that's a pretty challenging question, but it's an opportunity for us to take a look as we're in this solar eclipse energy. Just think about it. Not from a judging point of view, but honestly, within your spirit, what do you know that you need to stop doing? What do you need to stop doing? Because these are some of the things that the eclipse is going to be bringing up. It's going to be illuminating these parts of your life. Someone said people pleasing, mirror reflection, procrastination, whatever that is, that's a personal, you know, it's something personal to you. So think about it. What do you need to stop doing? Worrying. What do you need to stop doing? And if you're honest with yourself about it, you will be able to have great transformation, especially when it comes to your relationships, because we know this all has to be connected to the energy of Libra, This is also a time of great manifestation. So I know we all like to have jokes, but I'm just going to tell you, be careful what you put out because you will get it. And it may not be what you truly desire, but that's okay too. But some of us may need to do it. Some of us do need to pull back on working so much. Some of us need to do pull back on relationships that are out of balance, because these are some of the things that's going to be highlighted. They're going to be highlighted, as well as the accountability on you for how you have been communicating and expressing these things within the relationship. Because sometimes we have conversations with people in our minds and we never say them out loud, but we are holding them accountable for what we have been processing in our minds, but we have never shared any of this with that person. Of course, we know that will there be some endings? Absolutely. Will there be some friendships, relationships, some family ties, some work relationships? Will there be some things that end? Absolutely. But more than putting the blame or forcing these things on the other person, I need you to look at yourself. I need you to look at yourself. See, this is where the great work comes in. Sure, we can ride the waves and we could say all of our problems are things that exist outside of us and we're merely here for the ride. But you do not get any spiritual growth or soul growth from that. But it's about you. Where is your accountability to you? So I want us to kind of turn that light of illumination, to turn it back to ourselves, and then kind of go a little deeper and begin to ask ourselves the question, what is it do we feel we're lacking? That we need to continue these unhealthy relationships, these unhealthy habits, these things that we're moving by. Yes, these are questions for the mind, but these are questions we need to begin to start exploring. So when these emotions, these situations, when these demanding times come upon us, we have already begun to explore and do our own exploratory magic, and we will be able to ride the waves to a higher level of understanding. So those are going to be some of the questions. What do I need to stop doing? What do I need to stop? What is it in my life I need to stop? Is it a thought I need to stop? Is it a behavior I need to stop? Is there an action I need to stop? Is there some relationships I need to stop? And then on the contrary, are there some things I need to put in balance when it comes to my relationship? Are there some things I need to have balance with? Again, before we jump to look outside of us and look at the other person, place, or thing, we need to start looking inside of ourselves. And there is a spiritual law that whatever you take out, whether it's mental, physical or spiritual, you must replace it with something of equal energetic value or higher. My wish is that you replace it with something that is higher. Let's take a look, get an example. What does that look like in a day-to-day life? If I know that one of the things that I do, I am constantly people-pleasing, I can have no energy to do the things in my life I want to do for me, but soon as a friend calls, soon as a neighbor calls, soon as something calls me, I can drop everything. I can instantly become focused. I can instantly get into action. I can instantly do whatever needs to be done, as long as it's not for me. Then what I need to stop doing is not necessarily engaging or assisting, because obviously some of that is what I love. It's what I love. I enjoy, but I have to bring it into balance. And so now, before I am so quick to say yes, I need to think about, how have I been loving myself? What have I done for me that has brought me excitement and joy that doesn't involve anyone else? Because too many times we attach our excitement, our joy to our children, to our family, to our friends, to our soul group, to an activity, to social media. We are getting these dopamine hits. And these dopamine hits are coming from places that cannot feed us back. It cannot feed us back. It's not that it doesn't want to feed us back. It can't feed us back at the need that we have made ourselves addicted to receiving these hits. It cannot feed you back that way. So now we have to look at ourselves and say, what is it that I desire for me that only has to do with me? Has absolutely nothing to do with anything outside of yourself. What is it? What is it that you need to do for you when it comes to loving you? What does that look like? What does that feel like? And how often are you doing it? Is it only on your birthday? Is it only once a month, or is it just when everybody else has pissed you off or you feel like something has ended? You know, we don't like endings, but a lot of times when relationships end, we tend to turn back to ourselves because that's who we're left with. And then we want to love ourselves. But imagine if we are loving ourselves while we are in these incredible friendships, why we are doing this amazing work, why we are understanding what our life purpose is. Imagine if we can be loving ourselves throughout the whole entire process. So you want to look at, how are you taking care of you? Because the more whole, the more complete that you come to the table, the more that you're able to give, the more that you're able to serve, and the more that you're able to receive. There is some spiritual laws that go along with this that are far greater than anything monetary that you can think of once you get to it. So I want you to think about the things that you need to stop doing. And then next, I want you to think about, what is it that you want? Like, really take that moment and do a deep dive. What do you want? Many of us, and I have certainly been there at a point in my life where I've been on the hamster wheel and I'm just going forward. I'm going forward. But what do you want? Like, really think about it. What do you want? Solidify that for yourself. Be able to pull that image in front of you. Be able to write it. Be able to speak it. Be able to see it. Be able to feel it. What do you want? We spend a lot of time about what do we need to release, but I need you to think about what do you really want? Because the moment you understand what it is that you truly want, you can start eliminating the bullshit in your life. See, you may have to jump back to number one, what do I need to stop? Because in order for you to get this, you have to stop doing this. You have to stop doing this. You have to stop people pleasing if you truly want to be this spiritual healer or this spiritual teacher or do work that feeds your soul, whatever that is, whether it's nursing, whether it's being an artist, whether it's being a mother or father or having a family. There are some requirements that you must stop in order to start. And so with this eclipse season, what is happening is there are defying doors that are trying to close for good. But like anything, what is happening is that we are putting our foot in the door. We are putting our foot in the door, holding the door open. Because somehow we want to still have access to some of that bullshit that we know is not good for us, but we still want to know what's going to come for us in the future. And this is what leaves you saying, what is next? And so the question that I give to you, my powerful, my beautiful, my enlightened spiritual soul beings, what are you willing to stop in order to get what you want? Because there is energy of exchange. And I want you to think about this solar eclipse as an exchange of energy. This is why the moon, which is only a fraction of the size of a sun, is going to cover the whole entire sun. And it is going to appear as if the moon has eclipsed the sun, which is your soul, for just a second. That is the doorway. That is the doorway. So if you want a powerful ritual to do on that day, when that path of totality is coming through, and you begin to look down because everyone is going to be looking up. What I want you to do is to look down in those 3 minutes, in those 4 minutes, however long, when the darkness comes, I want you to look down. And I want you to solidify what you are releasing before you look back up, because there's going to be a point. And for those of you who have the Starlight Essence Kit and the self-hypnosis that I gave you, please continue to do this, because in that I teach you how to go through the diamond ring, that diamond ring. Well, there is a point when you look at the solar eclipse, you will see the diamond ring. This is when you confirm what it is you want. So there is some things that's going to be required. One, what do I need to stop? And two, what do I truly want? Start doing that now. Start doing that now. So when we get to the total solar lunar eclipse, as it goes through the path of totality, you can truly solidify that for yourself. Because this event, even though we are calling it an astrological event, it really is a spiritual event, and you can study history, and I know so many of you do. There are so many times in historical reference, this is considered a very holy, a very spiritual and holy time. Not to mention, there is going to be a comet that crosses right in front of it that they are calling the devil's or the demon comet. Where would they get that name? Where would they get that name for a comet that is crossing? Do you think that this was something that someone randomly made up? Absolutely not. Because whether knowing or unknowing, our soul speaks in esoteric language. Our soul speaks in metaphors. Our soul speaks in the unseen language of those who are conscious and unconscious. And it is letting you know that, listen, that comet is there, because it's letting you know that whatever you are releasing, whatever you finally are releasing, it is allowing you to close that door for good, for good. Remember, it's not about closing the door on people, places, and things. If you approach this work from this aspect, then you're going to be cutting yourself short. This is really about soul work. If you look at it this way, what are the things in my life that I am totally surrendering? It is crossing a path of totality. Do you know when something has reached its totality? What does that mean? How finite that is? It is encompassing all that is. It is the Alpha and the Omega. It is the beginning and the end. It is submerging itself into the seats of the souls. And that's what this is doing. Not to just those in the pathway, but I will talk about that. But this doing that for the entire planet and all the souls on the planet. This is huge. This is big. And I think it's wonderful. At first, I was a little, I'm not sure, until I went into the Akashic Records, traveled out into our galaxy, worked with my spiritual beings and guides from this dimensions and others. And they shared with me, it is a wonderful thing that people are being told to come outside. So the essence of these stardust particles and these downloads can finally allow itself to crest to Christos, the crown chakra of the beings on the planet, most who have been unaware and unconscious of who they truly are beyond their physical avatars. This is the opportunity for all of this information to begin to seep within the depths of their soul through the spirits of their physical body and their etheric bodies. I know that was a mouthful. I'm channeling here and sharing with you maybe a fraction of what I took away from this message that I received. But I want you all to hear this here, because I know you will continue to pass it on, and you will be able to not just witness, right? Because people often talk about the miracles. I don't want you to witness, just be a witness of this miracle. I want you to create the magic in this moment at the same time that we're witnessing others who are in our lives and in our path that may be experiencing magic at this particular time. Because, see, there is a difference. If I say that was a miracle, then I'm letting you know that I was not a part of that process. Because miracles come from someone witnessing And we do need to be a witness of this event. But there is something else that is required. And that is, we have to be creating magic at the same time. And that's the difference when you have taken this path. You are not here just to witness, but you are also here to create the magic that goes along with the witnessing. And so that's a different level of expectation that is needed to happen. So we talked about what we need to stop, what we want, how this is happening. I want you to know the path of where the path of totality is traveling everywhere that it touches. What is happening is it is ending a cycle. Now, I'm going to put this out there and I'm going to kind of go out there and I'm okay with how this sounds, because it's going to sound a little weird. It's going to sound a little woo-woo-ish, way woo-woo-ish than we're used to. But what I have been shown, you know how, and I'm only going to use a reference that is coming to me so that you can see this. You know how we have the Old Testament and the New Testament. When it comes to the Bible, there is getting ready to go. We're going into a new spiritual era, and there will be another testament for the religions. I don't know who will write them, what they will look like, how that will come out, but this is going to start a whole new evolution of what we understand religion and spirituality to be. Now, eventually, what I've been shown is that it will eventually turn into spirituality. However, that is some years off. So if you think about the great books and you think about the people who wrote the great books that are here, those individuals that were listed in these great sacred texts and those who told the stories had to come along with very, very fresh eyes in order to be able to give an accountability times that are happening, the translation of what was going on, the understanding of the people, the inner workings of what was happening, and everything else that is included. And I really, really see that we are moving into that time, and there will become individuals who are going to be participating in this great coming together of what we understand this next phase of spirituality and growing up on planet Earth, what it looks like for the people. And so for those of you who are creatives, and that's going to be everyone here and everyone in the world, because creativity is the only thing that will change the world. I have been seeing this for many years, and I've talked about it for over 20 years in the records. Creativity is the only way that we can change this world. We are going to see a reemergence of what we call the crafts on the planet. And these crafts on the planet is going to make a definite turn, a definite turn into a path that is leading to more of a elevation in spirituality. Now, it is going to be a place, and if you understand this, astrology is going to be coming more of a household language. It is already becoming more familiar. You can speak to people right now that may know nothing else, but if you ask them what their sun sign, their moon sign, and their rising sign is, out of five people, three are going to know it. Three are going to know it. They're going to have some sort of understanding of it, and they're going to have some sort of interest. I have talked to you all before and told you all that there will come a time, which it's already here, but I've talked about it for so many years. Let me know if you remember, where you will go into the hospital, and when you go into the hospital, you will be able to receive someone like myself, who's a psychic medium or a healer or energy worker, Reiki master, or someone who works in those modalities, whether it's sound healing, vibrational healing, and any of these alternatives, to be able to assist you, and your insurance will cover it. Things like getting an astrology reading or meeting with a psychic or oracle or meeting with an energy worker to sit down with your family after having a life-changing event, such as maybe giving birth to a baby, maybe getting in what we call a marriage, or losing a loved one, or changing positions in your city, your state, your county, you will be able to get a reading. And your insurance, your health care, which will become no longer health care, it's going to become holistic healthcare. And things like companies like Apple and companies like Instagram or Facebook, which is owned by Meta, that also pay for gym memberships, and they pay for you to see a naturopathic doctor, and they pay for all of your supplements and vitamins and your groceries, companies like Whole Foods, this is going to be a part of the norm. So we will move from healthcare to holistic care. These things are going to start moving a lot faster. Words that have been banned in our society that we're getting a lot of pushback on, things like you can't say you've cured this or there is a cure, are going to be household names for many things that are diseases or ailments or things that are happening within the body. It's now going to be okay to say, supporting evidence, that there is a cure for this. And we will start to see advertisements, commercials, and things that will tell you about this cure, not these things that there is no cure. That language will begin to go away. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Things like crystals that usually we see with those who are awakened and those who are millionaires and billionaires, right? Because any place that you go where there are millionaires and billionaires or conscious beings, you will see these huge crystals. They will be a part of their house. They will be in their businesses. They will build their floors off of it, their walls off of it. We will be able to see these and also understand how this entrainment happens with all of us that will come across, that we will be able to have access to these things. These are the times that we're moving in. There was something else I talked about 10 or 15 years ago, and I said eventually what's going to happen is that each state, whatever food you grow in your state, that's primarily what is going to be your diet. And when I say diet, I mean the food that you're eating at that particular time. That's what you're going to eat. If you grow it in your state, that's what you're going to eat. What is that going to force? That's going to force different restrictions about how we nurture our soil, what kind of chemicals we are putting in our plants, how we are putting chemicals in the air. What are we doing to, fortify our water? Where are these sources from the waters go? We're going to take more of an invested interest in what is happening, because we are eating food that are grown off of the soil, the dirt that we are walking on, that we are traveling on, that we live on. We're going to have more of an invested interest in it. And so therefore, it's going to become a valuable asset to us collectively. The barter system is going to come back in place. Money is not going to go away. This is a part of our agreement on earth. And I don't think that we have to give up money in order for us to understand about true wealth and finances. But what will happen is we will then begin to see our value in where we live. We will start to take pride and we will start to take honor in the spaces we reside in this world. And so therefore, it's going to be what place, what state, what country has the greatest value. Okay, so you live in, let's say, South Carolina. I want to see, what are you doing to make this rice? Because we also have other states that are growing rice, and they are really doing some amazing things to really fortify their ground to ensure that we are eating something that is really nourishing, not only to ourselves, but healthy for the land and the soil and the planet that we live in. And so therefore, maybe just because you're growing rice in South Carolina, it doesn't mean that you have the most valuable rice. It could be someone else. It could be someone growing rice. I don't know another state that grows rice. Forgive me. But it can be somewhere like Kentucky, who may have found a way to fortify their land so that they can grow rice in a way that is very natural and very organic. And the rice is there and it has the richness in it. And that may be what they use as a bartering system for maybe getting oranges from California. Hey, we have the best rice, you have the best oranges, and we will make an exchange. No longer will we have these uneven, out of balance exchanges. And these uneven and out of balance exchanges is not going to stop with our food. It's going to move its way to every part of our lives, from our friendships. No longer are we going to have or be interested in these friendships where they're like fair weather friends. You're only there when you need something or want something, but you're not willing to put in the work, the time, the energy, the attention, and the love and the nurturing and care to build something that is solid. Same things with all of our relationships. Now, I wish I could tell you all of this will start to activate, but there are some things that we must process. As with the path of totality, like this solar eclipse that is going to kind of flip the switch, that's going to kick all of this in motion, tell you that this is going to happen before we see some things that we don't want to happen. And here's where coming in, being a star seed, a star light, a star being goes into effect, is that we have to stand solid. You understand, we have to be grounded. This is why it's so important that you have a healthy grounding practice. Being grounded is not a once a month job. You are supposed to be grounded all the time. That is your natural divine state of being. And if you get ungrounded, you know how to reground yourself back. So we have to do these things. They have to be a practice. They cannot be things that we intellectualize and roll in our mind and think that it's happening because we think it in our mind. That is only part of the process. We're going to have to start taking real action, and we're going to have to start seeing real results. Time is out for the bullshit. We have got to do it. There are so many people in your life, starting with you, that will need you to be at the top of your game. They need you. You need you to be at the top of your game. And you deserve to see what that looks like. So I don't care. You know, this is something one of my spiritual teachers told me. I don't care how much you think you're loving yourself. I guarantee you, you are not loving yourself enough. You are not doing it. You are bullshitting yourself if you think that you are loving yourself enough. You are. You really are bullshitting yourself, and you're cutting yourself short. And I don't want any of us to cut ourselves short. This is not about Xing people out of our lives. This is so not about talking about what he didn't do, what she ain't doing, and this ain't right, and that ain't right. It is so not about that. It is about how can I be my greatest, my most divine self? And how can I show up as that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, while still being open to grow and to evolve and to share and to create and to receive all that is in the greatest good for myself and everything that is connected to me? That is what this is about. We have got to stop this war. The wars will not stop externally until we stop the internal war. So we have got to stop. So we will see a crumbling of our education system, a crumbling, a crashing, a down to the ground of our education system in order for this education system to be rebuilt again in a way that is serving to all of the children on the planet, so that we have an education system that is more inclusive and holistic, not to the needs of just individuals, but the needs of the world, the needs of the planet. And we are not the ones to decide. We allow the souls who are going through the process of the education to decide what that looks like. We are building more free thinkers and creative beings with a loving heart. And it's going to require those of us who are adults, those of us who have children, and those of us that connect with children, for us to be the example, to be the example. I know a lot of times we hear celebrities say, I don't want to be anybody's role model. Well, too late. You got your wish. You don't have to be anyone's role model. But I'm going to tell you where that responsibility has been passed on to. It's been passed on to those of us who decided to take this path to grow and evolve spiritually on the planet and expand our consciousness. We have taken that. You are a role model, like it or not. Don't think that you can wow your ass out Monday through Friday and then hop your ass in whatever you're doing on that day and show up as you are. It doesn't work that way, because we're talking about energy. We're talking about unseen. And most of you, and if you're listening here, you are living more in the unseen world, meaning you are operating from that space of your heart, your soul, your spirit, then you are operating in this physical world through your mental mind. That means you are using your multisensory perceptions, your ability, your higher consciousness, call it God, call it the universe, call it your higher self. You are using these as supportive tools for you. And if you are using them, then you are a role model, whether you like it or not. And you don't get to cut the switch off when you want and think when you cut it back on, everything is going to be in place. I'm not saying you can't still do the work, because it's not about being perfect. But I want you to understand that when you cut the switch off, it's off. And when you cut it back on, you're not instantly going to retrieve where you were. So it's time for you to make a decision about you, not about anybody else, not how people perceive you, not what is going on, but make a decision about yourself. Are you going to stand for you? And what does that look like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What are you going to stop yourself from doing? So many times we feel like we get this quest or we get this mission to stop somebody from doing something. And we will dedicate, we've seen people dedicate their whole lives to stopping things from happening, stopping war, stopping disease, stopping rape, stopping murder, stopping. What are you going to stop yourself from doing? See, it's real easy to see how someone can dedicate their whole life to something and then you say, wow, it didn't happen. Why couldn't they have just done this and done that? Have you tried to stop yourself from doing something? Have you ever tried to stop yourself from doing something only to find out that you'd turned around and did it again and again and again and again and again? Have you tried to stop that thought from coming in your mind? By the way, the best way to stop a thought from coming in your mind is to replace the thought. Replace it. Replace it. And when the thought comes back, you immediately call the thought out and acknowledge, this is no longer mine because I have replaced you, thought. This thought of doubt, I have replaced you with the thought of trusting the process. You can no longer occupy this spot. It doesn't belong to you anymore. But I thank you for reminding me at one time this used to be yours, but I have replaced this thought. It no longer can live here. And the more that you continuously do this, that thought will not be able to grip you, to hold you, to make you back down, to make you back out, to make you stop. It will not. Third, I know I'm going on. I want to talk about this. This is going to be a sensitive week. Just go ahead and write that on your calendar. Sensitive week. But that's a beautiful thing, or it can be a beautiful thing, that this is a sensitive week. Everybody is going to be sensitive. You know, everybody's going to be sensitive. Remember when we were little kids and he said he don't like me and she said she's not my friend and there everybody's crying? It's a sensitive week. But remember, the price of sensitivity is sensitivity. So what does that mean? That means that our psychic perceptions, our multidimensional energy and perception is going to be at an all-time high. An all-time high. Your psychic senses, all-time high. Third eye, all-time high. So when you hear that, that's what you're feeling. That's what you're getting. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're getting. You're getting that sensitivity that's coming in. But then you have to ask yourself, am I going to waste this sensitivity with my conscious mind or am I going to allow my higher self to guide me? Because your higher self is going to guide you. And you're going to know it's your higher self. You know, people ask this question often. How do I know, Miss Blue? I'm in my higher self because your higher self is neutral. It's not overly sensitive and it's not overly active. It's not going to grip you. It's not going to do any of that. 99.9% of the time, it's going to be neutral. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a chance to have a higher body. And when I say a higher body experience, this higher body experience is a spiritual one. It's not emotional. It's not overly emotional. Nothing wrong with those. But the heart is neutral. And when you're having these higher body experiences, it's showing you your vision, your story, and how the oneness comes together. What has happened for most of us is we have suppressed our emotions so much that now we're fighting for a reason, fighting for a reason to cry. We're fighting for a reason to be sad. We're fighting for a reason to be angry. And I think that is a way, but it's not the only way, because we have so many other things that are available to us. We have joy. We have excitement. We have peace, harmony, balance. We don't experience enough of these in our lifetime. We don't. We don't experience enough of these. So allow yourself to have an outer body experience, which is a spiritual experience that you are having. Because with that, you will feel the elevation of your soul. It will lift you higher, and you will know it, because things will become clear. You will be able to navigate demanding times in your life, situation, day by day, moment by moment. You'll become more flexible. You'll become more open. You'll become more willing to receive what is in the best and the highest interest for you and those around you. You'll be able to. You'll get clarity no matter what the situation is that's going on in your life. You'll be able to see the situation. I don't care how tragic, how hurtful, it could be help. You'll see it in a loving way. It'll change who you are. It'll change how you show up. It'll change your language. It'll change your connections, change what you feel your purpose is. It'll change what you eat. It'll change what you see. It'll change the way you sleep. It'll change the way you breathe. It'll change everything about who you believed yourself to be. And it will allow you to start moving in to who you know yourself is. You will start to move past things in this 3D world. And you will begin to start seeing the blessings, the divine light that is covering you. And not that anyone else doesn't need to be covered, because everyone deserves this. This is their birthright. But many of us have chosen consciously or unconsciously certain paths in our lives. And I think a lot of times we are so busy trying to be a part of the whole that we have missed the magic and who we were designed to be. That internal reflection of your God essence, your particles, your God goddess essence is so unique and so different than anything in this world. I think we touch on it. I think we get a glimpse of it within ourselves, but now it's time for us to focus on it, Because when we do, that is the only way that we can be whole. We can't be whole if we imagine if I gave you 1,000 puzzle pieces, and out of the 1,000 puzzle pieces, 999 of the pieces are exactly the same. Could you put the puzzle together and make it whole? Will it ever become whole? If all of the pieces in the puzzle are supposed to be unique and different, and 999 of the puzzle pieces are exactly the same, then you have all of these 999 puzzle pieces fighting to be the one to get in that one spot. The world was not built this way. We were not built this way. Out of the 1,000 puzzle pieces, each piece is unique, and no piece can fit into someone else's piece. But just as children and putting puzzles together, we sometimes look at a piece and believe it's supposed to go in that spot. If you've ever watched a child who is learning how to put puzzle pieces together, or even yourself, you keep turning that piece around thinking, I'm looking at it and this piece is supposed to go here, but it doesn't fit. Many of us, we are doing this not just to each other in the world, but we are doing this for how we're showing up in the world and what we think our purpose is in the world. We're trying to shove our uniqueness, our sacred, divine uniqueness puzzle piece into a slot it's not supposed to go. And we're getting all of these clues from spirit and the divine, but we tend to sometimes not listen or be distracted by things that are happening in life. And we're steady turning that piece around, trying to make it fit, and it's not. And all along, we have this calling, this yearning to say, just stop, surrender, and affirm what it is you want. And the moment we do that, and we begin to look down at this 1,000 piece of puzzle, instantly, like magic, we see another spot that looks very close to where we were attempting to put this puzzle piece. And we slowly, with our fingers, slide it across many spots, many that look similar, but yet very different. And the closer we get to that spot, if you've ever watched a child, you'll see the smile on their face because they're coming to that place where they know, oh my goodness, this is where the piece goes. And immediately, once they snap it in, everything else becomes easy. All of the pieces in the puzzle now seem to find their rightful place on the board, and they begin to snap, to jump, to spark right in place. Solar eclipse is allowing each and every single one of us to find that rightful place for us. There are some things that is required before we begin to ask what is next. We must authentically, honestly take a look at where we are. And then we need to begin to start exploring. What do we need to stop doing? Identify those things we need to stop doing and begin to think about what we want, like truly unedited. We do so much editing because of judgment of ourselves and judgment of people around us judgment of what the world says is right and judgment what this person says is not right. And we trick ourselves into these positions without allowing a natural, organic expression of our own spirit to come through. And this is why we struggle with answers. Even if you know that is not the starting point, be honest enough to say, what do you want? It's not your job to figure it out. I know we think we are beings on the planet and we hold all the responsibility to absolutely everything in the world, but I want you to kind of flirt with this thought. You are a creator. That is your birthright. But you are a co-creator, meaning that there is another force that is connected with you that doesn't reside with you. Our souls are so large, it cannot fit in your body. Your whole soul cannot fit in your body. So when we are talking about the source, and as I see it, it is all one. And that source is so large, it could not even be contained here on Earth. It is a fraction of that reflection. Some people call the fraction of that reflection, the higher self, to be the soul or the God, goddess, consciousness, or God, the universe, the divine, whatever you choose to call it, the Most High. It cannot fit here. But if you don't allow yourself the opportunity to explore within yourself without judgment and allow yourself to get to where you need to be, following those intrinsic spiritual movements that's inside of you. Many have been robbed. You've been robbed. You've been hookwinked. You've been bamboozled into thinking that if you're spiritual, you never are to desire anything in this material world. That's a lie. You've been robbed into believing that what you do is not worth anything and that you really should not be charging or asking for anything monetary when it comes from you, and that you must have something physical in order for it to be value, that you speaking to someone, that you sharing what you truly have discovered is worthless unless it comes from a third party or another source or another entity. See, these are all the things that have tied into what the world has taught us about our ego and has taught us about what it means to be good or to be an enlightened soul. And that's simply not the truth. That is not the truth. When we look at everything on the planet, we know everything is energy, and everything with energy has a consciousness. Now, because you have chosen in this lifetime incarnate into your physical avatar, you have a consciousness that is able to tap into many different dimensions, a divine dimension, a God dimension, a higher dimension. So everything that has been created here has been created on this planet via the vehicle of God. And so therefore it has a consciousness in it. You have the ability to connect with and communicate and to also, as you've been programmed, to program consciousness on this planet. And this is why I say, we have to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth. So as we approach this eclipse season, There is solar karma that is awakening. It's awakening down to the cells in your body, from your DNA to your RNA, to your subatomical particles, to what science understands to call junk DNA. And this diamond ring will be crystallizing these ready to transform cells and DNA in your body, and allowing you the opportunity to awaken to a greater spiritual consciousness. Continue to evolve. We will be riding these cosmic waves. April the 8th is right around the corner. I would love to invite you to share, to save this live, so you can come back and revisit this live. Because so much of what has been channeled here and I have spoken and shared with you here straight out of the Akashic Records, we will see the unfoldment for a time on planet Earth to come. I wanted to take this time to come on because I want you to know that no matter what is happening to you right now, I want you to give yourself a moment of silence, a moment of love with yourself, and to know that everything is aligning for a greater, a divine purpose and your highest good. You must affirm that and know that and hold that space, hold that frequency. Hold that frequency. And you will get that answer to that question, what is next? It will reveal itself when it is time to be revealed. So I want to ask of everyone, no matter when you're listening to this broadcast, that you share with me in the comments afterwards, what are some of the things that you will be doing over the course of this eclipse season? And then we all can come back and revisit our words that we have so boldly, so beautifully, so organically placed and affirmed for ourselves in the next 6 months from now to see where we are. I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. I am a psychic, a medium, and a healer, a divine spiritual being that is growing up on planet Earth. I love you all, and I thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to be in your presence, to witness your greatness, to assist on your journey as you have assisted me on mine. I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for being a part, supporting Planet Remix, supporting this platform, doing your great work, continually to be a part of the star seeds and the starlights on the planet that is allowing others to find their light and to continue to move forward. Move forward in love, to move forward in joy, to move forward in community, and to move forward with growth. I love you all, each and every single one of you. I cherish you. I cherish our connections. And so until we meet again, solar eclipse, spiritual awakening.